Tom and Helen are very close, I think. They've been through a lot. It all stems back from our brother's death. Helen's certainly been through her trials and tribulations, so has Tom. And I think when Tom came back from Canada, they've had a lot to do with each other. They had the shop together. They've been working very closely together. And Tom feels very responsible for what's happening to Helen, I think, and really wants to help her.
Oh, Tom, you're reading far too much into what happened at your party.
I don't like to see my big sister cry.
I told you, hormones.
You're in quite a state.
Well, you try being 7 months pregnant, Tom.
Well,
seriously.
Okay.
Ask any mother.
It caught me on the hop, that's all. I've been thinking about it ever since.
Well, there's no need. Honestly.
You look pretty tired now.
Duh, I'm not dressed. I haven't done my hair.
Is that all it is?
Yes. Look, I might look a bit more gruesome than normal, but I didn't have the best of nights.
No?
Oh, the baby started bouncing around as I was drifting off.
Did you get any sleep?
Yeah, eventually. Though he's making a bit of a habit of it at the moment.
Well, that can't help.
I can cope. As soon as I've had one good long night's sleep, I'll be back on track.
There's really nothing else.
No, Tom.
If you say so.
I promise, I'm fine.
Good. That's all I wanted to know.
The long-term impact of John's death, I think, can still be seen in today's episodes. He was, in some ways, the golden child, but I think Tom and Helen both looked up to him and very much loved him and miss him. There is a lot that can be said that everything that's happened might be a direct response to John's death. Certainly Helen's had her ups and downs, and I think that comes from missing her brother. And I think if John was alive today, I don't think Helen may have stayed with Rob. He might have seen through it when we didn't.